The comments you're about to hear were recorded from a phone line. Virginia's Department of Corrections says it's dangerous to let reporters with broadcast equipment inside. It's hard to understand prisoners talking on these private phone lines, and conversations sometimes end abruptly.
And now, here it is, in between that time, when it came.
Are you there? Hello? Still, we thought it worth sharing these remarks from Daniel Adams, a 56-year-old man convicted of murder. He's been behind bars for 27 years, and the letters he gets mean a lot.
Because that letter sometimes, it lets me know that there's somebody out there that really cares for me.
And in the drab world of prison, he's especially partial to colorful cards.
You know, I have a thing, I'm a hoarder. So I have a thing of keeping old letters, and I have a thing of keeping old cards. And I sit and I look at old cards that my sisters have sent me, birthday and Christmas, and I say, this is it. This is what it is until I go home.
Now, however, the cards come to him in black and white. That's because the Department of Corrections scans every piece of mail, shredding the original, and giving prisoners a copy.
Drugs can be smuggled in a number of ways, everything from, you know, just putting powdered drugs in envelopes to putting Suboxone strips under stamps, you know, hiding them in books or magazines that are mailed by family members and so on. So a number of policies have kind of sprung up. For example, no books or magazines unless they're sent directly from the publisher.
Alex Friedman is managing editor of Prison Legal News. He says the drug Suboxone is actually used to help addicts get off opioids like fentanyl, but it can also provide a mild high. Other drugs can be dissolved into liquids.
Maybe the paper has been soaked with a drug solution. That simply won't get to the prisoner because they're scanning them or making copies and the originals are destroyed.
Friedman says this change is hard on men and women, most of them following prison rules, not using drugs, and trying to maintain family ties.
When you destroy the originals, you're not getting things like original photographs, original drawings from your children. You know, a lot of people place a great deal of sentimental value on that, and getting a scanned copy or a photocopy pales in comparison to having the original.
And to limit the workload for its mailroom staff, the state will only copy 3 pages of material, front and back, a limit explained in this film produced by the Department of Corrections.
This incoming general correspondence includes the envelope, a 1-page letter, 2 photographs, and 2 newspaper clippings, a total of 6 items. The envelope would be copied onto the front of the first page. The 1-page letter would be copied onto the back of the first page.
If a family member sends more than that, the entire correspondence is returned. The head of the Department of Corrections, Harold Clark, refused to be interviewed and would not say what this new policy costs an agency which is already spending $1 billion a year. But Alex Friedman thinks it's a shame the money is not spent on helping prisoners who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. About 80% of inmates come in with a drinking or substance abuse problem.
The number of treatment programs, for example, or substance abuse classes pale in comparison to the need.
And experts say the mailroom policies probably won't make much of a dent, since most drugs come into prisons through a different channel. We'll explore that topic and tell you about humiliating new rituals for prisoners who have visitors in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.